So as part of our ride along, we just have to go through a couple of things.
I wasn't really expecting Officer Darren Derby to start our day together quite so policey.
If something to ever happen to me, this is all magnetic. And you'll hear the beep and just say, hey, you know, Officer Derby is down and...
He's agreed to take me out on patrol so I can observe Pittsfield's only community outreach officer in action. But he's also a working cop. And sure enough, within moments of us pulling out of police headquarters, he gets his first call of the day.
Ella.
Report of a stolen car.
Tamarack Road. I'll head there right now. All right. Yep. All right,
bye. I'm in this cruiser wearing a bulletproof vest under my pleated jacket because I've been reporting on a campaign called Trauma-Informed Berkshires. It's meant to get more institutions, including the police, to understand how trauma affects people in their community. When I asked the campaign leaders which police officer has come closest to that goal, they all said Darren Derby.
Good morning!
After 17 years on the force and an active presence on social media, Derby is well known among these rolling hills.
Yeah, she follows me on Instagram, so she'll probably message me within a couple of minutes.
Almost every moment he's not assigned a routine call, he's volunteering for charity, joking with kids, meeting people on the street, and documenting it all on Facebook.
How's the smoking going?
All right.
Yeah? Are you quitting? Sour Patch Kids!
Yay!
Oh! What's up, birthday girl? Happy birthday!
Derby wishes he could always get to know the community in a low-stakes environment. But here we are investigating a car theft.
So we'll pull into the driveway.
When we arrive at the address, a woman is sitting on a large rock in the driveway. Okay. Derby approaches her gingerly.
How are you feeling today? You look nervous.
Within a few minutes, Derby and another officer figure out this is a family dispute. A woman accused of stealing her sister's car.
Just, I literally just, I was in the car for like maybe 10 minutes, not even. Like,
why would you do that?
I was just, I'm frustrated because...
Derby asks about drug use.
It has nothing to do with addiction, I'll tell you that.
Well,
I'm not doing drugs. I've been on another one.
The woman's mother and sister show up. And she gets more agitated. Derby remains calm and empathetic.
Yeah, I've hit rock bottom. I mean, I don't know what...
You're at rock bottom right now?
I've been at rock bottom for longer than I can even imagine.
At 40, Darren Derby is tall, fit, and bald, with a dimpled smile and outgoing nature. For his first decade as a police officer, his goal was fairly basic, protect and serve.
If you were to ask me this 4 years ago, you know, would you... You interested in doing community outreach? To be frank, my answer would have been no.
He was doing traffic stops, getting drunk drivers off the road. But then came the police shootings in Ferguson and other cities. Derby, who is white, understood the outrage, but also felt all police were being tainted by the actions of a few.
You started seeing people driving down the road. Can you wave and say hi, and they'll give you the finger. Or swear at you, or yell vulgarities. Comments that were just, they were disheartening and almost made you not human.
So he started looking for ways to connect with the community, especially young people. He would drop in at schools. On one visit, he approached a table of third graders eating the free breakfast and offered a few fist bumps. But one of them turned his back to Derby.
I said, hey man, what's going on? What's your name? I ain't talking to you. Oh, okay. Well, why not? I ain't talking to you because my father said that all cops do is go around and shoot black people with their hands up.
Derby tried again the next day, and the day after that. At some point, he realized the boy's father was in jail, and that explained a lot.
That it's not his fault for thinking that way. You really need to understand the trauma that the child has gone through before really maybe helping them in fixing the problem.
It took 2 years of Derby getting nowhere at that breakfast table.
For him to finally, when he was having a bad day at school, and I was called to the school, and I said, would you like to talk? Yeah, I want to talk.
When I asked to spend the day with Derby, he hadn't heard of the Trauma-Informed Berkshires campaign, but he seems to follow its key principle. Give people the benefit of the doubt, because you don't know what they've been through. He says he first learned this philosophy from Oprah Winfrey, who spoke about trauma on TV.
You know, what has been life-changing for me is the question, what happened to you?
Like Oprah, Derby is open about the trauma he went through as a child.
My mother had severe mental illness, multiple personality disorder, schizophrenia, bipolar, severe depression.
More than once, he says, she tried to kill him, like the night she had a psychotic break.
And put a screwdriver through a half-inch thick oak door for my bedroom. You know, yelling obscenities at me. You can almost vision, you know, a child sitting there in a fetal position, you know, with their hands over their heads, kind of just like, I want to be hidden. You know, at first I think I used to do that, and then I just, it was normal. It became a normalcy.
And yet, despite years of this, he remained close to his mother until her death a few years ago.
It's almost like she's with me when I'm dealing with people with, you know, suffering from a mental illness. It feels like she's there guiding me.
I wonder if that's what's happening on the call about the stolen car.
Are you currently seeking any psychological care?
After it becomes clear the suspect is not violent, Derby decides against an arrest and just talks to her.
We go through stress. We have breakdowns. I've been frustrated, but I've learned to talk about it. I've learned to talk to somebody.
Yeah, but when talking isn't helping.
At one point, Derby takes the suspect's sister aside and asks when the problem behavior began. She brings up a boyfriend.
Emotional abuse?
He's physically and emotionally abused her, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Eventually, the woman agrees to go get counseling that day.
You're not going to go, and you're going to leave five minutes later?
I promise, I'll go.
Do you want us to bring you down?
I'd rather not.
No, that's fine. I'd rather my mom bring me down.
So
can we have mom come over and just say, listen?
When Derby gets back in the cruiser, I ask him what would have happened if a different officer were in charge, someone who doesn't see things through the lens of trauma and mental illness. She might have gone to jail, he says. Things might have escalated.
We have to make split-second decisions, right? No doubt. Sometimes it's just, it's not in our human nature, it's not in our makeup, it's not in what we've experienced as a person that you're able to see that. You know, she's not just a bad person who went and stole a car. You know, she was brought to her point, her breaking point, which every human has. She didn't know how to release the stress. She didn't know how to relieve that frustration. So she thought the next best thing was, well, I'm going to take her car. And she did.
After the car theft, we head to a Pittsfield elementary school, back in community outreach mode.
What's going on?
When he enters, the kids act as though they've seen a movie star.
Can I be on your Snapchat?
After school. Can I please hug you? Listen, if you hug me, then everybody else has to hug me. I'll tell you what, here, we'll go down the line.
He hugs about a dozen fourth graders until their teacher hands him an envelope with a class donation. It's for one of Derby's community projects, Operation Copsicle, in which Derby drives an ice cream truck around Pittsfield neighborhoods and hands out treats.
For all you do for the community. Well, thank you very much.
As we leave the building through another gauntlet of kids,
bye.
He has this thought.
Where does it go wrong? Like, why do they end up going in a different direction?
He's thinking about that third grader he befriended at the lunch table. Derby lost touch when he went to middle school, and now he hears his name on the police scanner. There's also a pair of brothers Derby's trying to keep out of juvenile court. Sometimes he tells the kids what he went through as a child. Sometimes he just listens.
You just give them a little bit of hope and you sit down. Maybe you do the shoulder tap thing, right? You put your hand on your shoulder. Kind of just, they feel that physical being, you know? And a lot of kids, they don't get that.
Derby and his wife decided not to have kids of their own. There's just no time, he says. His community outreach comes on top of regular police work. Here's his boss, Police Chief Michael Wynn.
He does everything that he is supposed to do as a police. Some of his colleagues would dispute that and say that, you know, they have to handle some of his calls sometimes. And that's probably true.
But Wynn says Derby's work in the community prevents harder police work down the line.
I think he's taught us a lot of things about what is possible when you don't just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
You guys all set?
8 hours into Derby's shift, he's still meeting strangers, like these young men in a parking lot with car trouble.
It happens when you buy an import.
A lot of people ask Derby where he gets his emotional stamina. As a police officer, he's been at suicides and violent assaults. In his community outreach, he sees poverty, domestic abuse.
It does get frustrating. I get overwhelmed a lot. Some days I have a breakdown. I'll cry. Uniform, not uniform, I don't care. You know.
He occasionally goes to a therapist, the same one his mother used to see.
I'm sure after this lengthy interview, I will probably need a, as I don't sugarcoat it, I tell people this, I need a couple of screws tightened. We all need to kind of just have a reset.
Which is why he's taking his first time off in more than a year, a cruise to Bermuda at his wife's behest. Last time they went on a cruise, he spent most of his vacation helping the local police department put up a basketball net for kids. I want to know if this time his wife told him to just relax at the swimming pool.
She did, and I didn't listen.
So he'll be bringing a supply of soccer balls to start a community youth team, and then he'll go to the pool. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.